This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, September 3rd. Well, the wheat markets had a strong day on Tuesday, but couldn't get any follow-through to the upside on Wednesday. Markets trading basically an inside day lower. And again, not carrying through with the momentum from a nice move up that took us into new highs for this move, but we couldn't really continue it. This morning, we're seeing the markets pull back a little bit more. We are seeing export sales were pretty decent at 585,000 tons, but China was the major player there. They took 250,000 tons total, and of that, 125,000 was for hard red winter wheat. So encouraging to see that China's in the market, and those were some of the rumors floating around earlier in the week, that China was in the market for hard red. We hadn't seen any confirmation, but now this export sales does show that they at least bought some last week and might be on tap for even more this week. I think that's why we're seeing the spreads improve with Kansas City versus Chicago coming into this crop report, and then also after the crop report, they're picking up a couple cents at least so far. So the wheat export sales are running about 47% of what the projected exports will be. That's equal to the average. And total sales are about 9% ahead of last year. So we're on a solid track here, obviously on track to meet the projections, but well above last year's pace as well. Corn export sales were 2.5 million tons. That was at the high end of the range of estimates. And soybeans at 1.8 million, also at the high end of the range of estimates. So China's been on a buying spree, buying a lot of those crops as well, keeping a solid base of support underneath those markets. But we do have harvest looming, and we have better rains coming to Iowa, so I would expect that the row crops will struggle to continue to move higher in front of that kind of outlook. And in the meantime, we've got the growing season continuing, of course, in the southern hemisphere. Argentina continues to be fairly dry, and that it looks like it's going to continue. And then Australia is on track for a very large crop. They are already projecting a production that would rival about the third largest on record. So we expect to see huge production coming out of Australia, and then at this point, you know, probably average production out of Argentina, but I would imagine that those numbers are going to start to ratchet lower, and that's going to be, I think, supportive for the hard red winter wheat. That's primarily what Argentina grows. Egypt was in overnight for some wheat. They ended up buying 55,000 tons of Russian wheat. It's a pretty small sale, but it does show that they're still continuing to be in the market. The Ukraine Grain Union is projecting wheat production at 26.6 million tons, just slightly below USDA's 27 million tons. And they're projecting corn production at 35.3 million tons. That's well below USDA's 39.5. So I look for wheat to continue to be fairly well supported here. We've had a good run, obviously, and the market's getting overbought, probably due for a correction, but I think that, you know, the momentum is to the upside. The seasonality would have us being strong a little bit later into September. So maybe we'll get a correction, have another leg up into late Sep, early October. I highly doubt that the market will keep rallying past early October, because that's when the Southern Hemisphere harvest comes in. And again, you're looking at a monster crop coming out of Australia. So I think that we're probably going to be struggling here. Russia will continue to be an aggressive exporter. Southern Hemisphere harvest coming on here in a month and a half. That's going to be tough to really work this market higher later into the fall. We'll see how it works, but that's kind of my take here. We're probably due for a pullback. We'll get that, and then I think we'll take another leg up into late Sep, early October. The spreads with KC versus Chicago, I think, will continue to work their way higher. Minneapolis has actually performed pretty well the last couple days against Chicago. We were waiting a little bit longer for that spread, just wanting to get a good chunk of the Canadian spring wheat harvest behind us before we stepped into that one. So I think there's still some time on that, but I think that's a spread ultimately that will work quite well also. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.